Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with the state of Hawaii. Did you know that the Hawaiian language has only 12 letters? It has the vowels A, E, I, O, U, and then it has the consonants H, K, L, M, N, P, and W. Aren't they so lucky? Only 12? I remember having such a hard time as a kid learning ABCD. The English alphabet was like 26 letters, which as a kid feels like a never-ending string of just sounds. Then there was Hindi, which threw me for a complete toss. 11 vowels and 35 consonants. Too much. But the kids my heart goes out to are the ones from Cambodia. Their language has 74 letters. This is so ridiculous that they even have a few alphabets that are left over that they do not use. The only downside I see to having fewer letters is that the words seem to get longer and longer. Take the state fish, for example. The Hawaiian trigger fish is called Humu Humu Nu Ku Nu Ku A Pua. That's 20 letters put together to form just one word. Which is why, if you look at the title of this podcast, it looks so weird. It's actually a Hawaiian word that loosely translates as correction. It's pronounced Ho'oponopono. This principle of Ho'oponopono is a form of healing that comes from the Hawaiian region. I heard about it for the first time on a London Real podcast and I was blown away. The anecdotal evidence on how this healing process works is absolutely amazing. But I don't think there are any scientific studies done on this, but it's one of those things that you have to try in order to believe. Let's start with the story. Dr. Len was a therapist that was put in charge of treating a ward of criminally insane patients. These are criminals who are clinically insane. There is often no way to get them to heal. And he used this technique and the impossible patients were actually healed. The core guiding principle of this philosophy is that nothing happens on the outside. It all starts inside ourselves. Think about that for just a moment. We believe that everything is happening to us. We begin to blame the world. We begin to hate the world. There is so much wrong happening in the world. How can the world do this to me? The universe doesn't love me. How is God so cruel? The stars are not aligned and Mars is in retrograde. Does this all sound familiar? We're so used to pushing things on others like it's their fault. Ho'oponopono looks at things from the inside out. It believes that we need to make a correction in ourselves first before we look outside. This practice believes that all the illnesses of the body are manifestations of some form of guilt. I like to look at it in another way. I like to see these things as incompletions. And these incompletions are what cause trauma. When something is left unsaid or incomplete, we don't have closure. And this closure keeps playing on our minds. It affects us in so many different ways. Can you think of all the incompletions in your life? The things you wanted to say but didn't. The things you were too scared to utter or were against your own ego. Ho'oponopono understands these incompletions in just four categories. Things you have not apologized for. Things you have not asked forgiveness for. Things you're not grateful for. And things you have not expressed your love for. Most of our incompletions lie in these four ideas. These four walls that make up the box that we put ourselves into. How often have we loved someone with such joy, such purity, but never gotten around to saying it? So the Ho'oponopono principle is very simple. It consists of four phrases that you repeat one after another, almost like a mantra. And these four lines are, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Isn't this so powerful? All the things you're pushing aside and ignoring coming to the surface for us to deal with. When you begin practicing this, memories and incompletions come up. You may cry. I know I did for the first time, and that is okay. You may also laugh and smile at the people you loved and those who you want to thank, and that is okay too. Keep saying this to yourself over and over and over and over again. Remember, the healing process starts from inside. So you do not have to go up to a person and start saying this to them. They'll think you're mad. Sit in a quiet room and keep repeating these four lines, one after another, almost like a mantra. In fact, there's no better time to practice than the present. So why don't you do this with me? Let's repeat 10 times and observe how we feel. Think about how you're feeling right now and how you're going to feel after these 10 times. Okay, so let's start. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Was that weird? You can use Ho'oponopono just by itself, or you can focus on a particular problem that you're having and target these four lines towards that. How are you feeling now after saying this with me? Think about it. So your simple habit to complete all your incompletions starts with practicing saying the Ho'oponopono lines. In the evenings, after work, or on your way home from somewhere, start saying these lines to yourself. Just keep repeating them to yourself, sub-vocally, or in a very hushed voice. Practicing this little habit was a big life changer for me, just like it was for Dr. Len and his clinically insane patients. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashtin Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.